Don't tell me they made love to him.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Who has the only center-hung video board in the NFL?
Cowboys.
That's right.
I didn't know Eric Dampier went out there and hung that thing.
There it is, a center-hung joke.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I took my own two hands and crafted that joke.
On the Little Ticket.
It sucked.
It was great.
There was nothing ultra
premium
about that.
It was great, and that's why you guys can't handle it.
Yes, yes, yes. Time for the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Norm and Donnie. Donnie just having a normal sports conversation, but really made an abnormal sound, and it stopped down their show.
But any idea where Taco has been hiding? He's a rookie. I just haven't seen him do anything so far worth noticing.
It's going to take a little time. Whoa, what was that? What was that voice?
I was indicating I was done, and it's ready for the answers. Is it going to take a little time?
No, I was talking about my voice.
Oh.
You squeaked.
I did squeak.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I squeaked. That's going to take a little time.
All right, now listen to this isolated. This is how high Donnie is.
It's going to take a little time.
A little record scratch there. I like how it stopped and Don immediately, too. Man, what was that? And listen to the beginning of this. Does Saroy have bubble voice a little bit?
But any idea where Taco has been hiding? He's a rookie. I just haven't seen him do anything so far worth noticing.
It's going to take a little time. Whoa, what was that? What was that voice?
I was indicating I was done and it's ready for the answers. Is it going to take a little time?
No, I was talking about my voice.
Oh.
You squeaked.
I did squeak.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I squeaked. That's going to take a little time.
I didn't hear it, but I didn't hear anything, man. I lost the ability to hear.
There's Donnie up for an e-break. And before we play candidate number two, I would just like to issue an apology to the P1s, to the Hardline, for pretty much ruining why Today Doesn't Suck, entertainment news on Tuesday. This is during our Gentleman Jack Dunham and Miller Open on Tuesday. We've been out in the sun for a while, hadn't had a nap. Maybe had a couple pops.
Uh-oh.
And this is the result.
We got the latest from Martin Scorsese, who I don't know if he's had it yet or not, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt as he moves forward with this project.
Because what do you mean you're not?
Because he's the most overrated director in the history of film, that's why.
In the history of film?
Yeah. What kind of garbage is he throwing out this time?
All right, what do you think he's done that's overrated?
All right, I'll start listening because you're too drunk to remember. Raging Bull.
Hadn't seen it. I heard it's great. I give him that one. That's one.
You give him that one.
Yeah,
you give him the one he hadn't seen. Gangs of New York.
Yeah, Gangs of New York.
Good.
What?
Meh.
What's happening?
Terrible.
No, that was good, too.
Am I asking you, Danny?
You know what? I usually have this opinion reserved for Quentin Tarantino, not Scorsese.
Oh, so you got him confused?
So you want to backtrack?
So, yeah, carry on with what you're doing.
He's hammered.
Pretty much agree with you.
You think Quentin Tarantino's overrated?
Yes. Now that, Mother Hubbard, is overrated.
I cannot believe we just wasted 5 minutes for you to say, not good. Well, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, for him to say I was thinking about Tarantino.
All right, good. I can't wait to hear what he's doing next. What's he doing next?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about everything.
Yeah, Scorsese films are the best. Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Cape
I messed
Fear?
Up. I know. I know. I said I was sorry. Don't yell at me.
Apologize again.
No. I can't.
I feel really ripped off because I've invested 25 years in this station and you just ruined the station for me.
Taxi Driver?
You're never going to listen again, are you?
Uh-uh.
I know. I was wrong, out of order.
And drunk.
No, I wasn't drunk.
You should watch your drunk broadcasting.
Well, I am candidate number two. Now, candidate number three
is a name we hadn't heard until this week, a doofama.
What?
A doofama.
Hmm?
A contestant on Jeopardy who had a very wild guess as to who this player played for in the National Football League. We're looking for an NFL team here.
NFL teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin. Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Less than a minute.
Running mate.
Good.
NFL teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yvonne.
NFL team 6.
Running back Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry. Dennis or Yvonne? Who are the Los Angeles Raiders? And
no. What is Colorado Rockies?
That is so... There's so many wonderful elements to that bit of audio.
Yes.
As Gordon pointed out, you could just tell by the guy's voice, he wasn't going to get any of those right.
Now, no. What do you mean by that?
And, of course, if you couple it with the visual, which, by the way, when they showed the big board, there was only one category left. It was NFL. They had answered everything else on the board.
They were avoiding that like the plague.
Right.
And then the disgust in Alex's voice as he gives them the answer even before time's up because he knows they're not going to get it. And then her guess is one of the worst guesses ever.
All right, one more time.
NFL teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin. Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Less than a minute.
Running mate.
Good.
NFL teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yvonne.
NFL team 6.
Running back Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry. Dennis or Yvonne? Who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. How does she know the Rockies?
I don't know.
They're in the wild card mix.
Maybe she's from Colorado.
If she's searching for a team, wouldn't she come up with the Yankees?
Or, and if she's from Colorado, why wouldn't she say Broncos?
Right. God. That's the craziest answer ever.
What is Colorado Rocky?
Now, that is a bit of a trick question on Marcus Allen.
Because he played with two teams.
Will they accept either one?
It sounded like it was just the Raiders.
Just the Raiders. Yeah.
Like 5 years with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
How about they would have taken Chiefs?
Let me look here. No, he didn't play for the Colorado Rockies. Sure didn't. Okay.
He didn't have a cup of coffee?
No, he didn't have a cup of coffee in the bigs with the Rockies. All right, so those are your candidates. Donnie Dew, Giorgio, or Adupama. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Muses, this is Mark Jackson, and I got to vote for the hands-down man down. Mama, there goes that man. He's on a plane to Japan with some green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am, but I do like this man. Jump,
Donna. Not bad.
Man, I hope we hear from Mark Jackson every week.
I like the hands down, man down for sure. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is P1 Joel using my cell phone in the Walnut Hill Elementary School Zone, and I'd like to take a Neil for pick number 3.
Man, I hope you get ticketed
that. Don't do that.
7-8-7-13.
Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
That's,
who wins?
That's you.
Hey, Homo George, what's going on?
Hey, easy. Who you vote for?
Let me take that Asian lady.
I believe. Well, okay.
Okay.
Fine.
No, that's not me or Donnie. I know that much. Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I'd like to vote responsibly for you, Jub.
Thank you. That's the way to vote right there, buddy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'll take the Daily Double, and I'll risk it all on the Colorado Rockies, please.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hi, Craig.
Hey there.
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh, God. Well, he's gotten good at misdirection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Giorgio and P.K. Spurgeon's lovely, sexy, pixie cut. And Gordon, thank you for last night. I had no idea you were so flexible.
Oh, nice. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
I vote for Jordan Spieth, Jerry.
What?
I heard George in there somewhere, didn't you?
I heard Jordan Spieth.
Oh, really? What'd you hear, Jer?
I heard George Spieth.
George Spieth? Okay.
You're married now.
Really?
Okay. You would love that if that were your married name.
Absolutely. I changed my name to Spieth. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, sir. It's not enough that you ruined morning drive, George. You got to ruin afternoon drive, too?
Yeah.
You just lost the listener.
Oh, man. But I want an e-brake, so face to you, dude.
I can't believe you beat a Poopama, or whatever her name was.
A Dupama. A Dupama.
Poopama.
All right, play it again, Jer.
We got the latest from Martin Scorsese, who I don't know if he's had it yet or not, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt as he moves forward with this project.
Because what do you mean you're not?
Because he's the most overrated director in the history of film, that's why.
In the history of film?
Yeah. What kind of garbage is he throwing out this time?
All right, what do you think he's done that's overrated?
All right, I'll start listening because you're too drunk to remember. Raging Bull.
Hadn't seen it. I heard it's great. I give him that one. That's one.
You give him that one.
Yeah,
you give him the one he hadn't seen. Gangs of New York.
Yeah, Gangs of New York.
Good.
What?
Meh.
What's happening?
Terrible.
No, that was good,
too. Am I asking you, Danny?
You know what? I usually have this opinion reserved for Quentin Tarantino, not Scorsese.
Oh, so you got him confused?
So you want to backtrack?
So, yeah, carry on with what you're doing.
He's hammered.
Pretty much agree with you.
You think Quentin Tarantino's overrated?
Yes. Now that, Mother Hubbard, is overrated.
I cannot believe we just wasted 5 minutes for you to say, not good. Well, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, love that one.
Yeah, for him to say I was thinking about Tarantino.
All right, good. I can't wait to hear what he's doing next. What's he doing next? Yeah, I'm really sorry. And as Fernando pointed out last week, I'm on quite a roll.
We are
in
the midst of the most dominant streak in e-brake history.
Really?
Old 12-step has won 6 of the last 10 weeks.
Holy mackerel.
Man, do we need to drug test you?
Yeah, sure. Sounds like
well, after that performance,
sure.
Yes.
Why not?
I think he's doping.
Are you on e-brake growth hormones?
Maybe.
There's and no he's 11, way that... now 11 behind Norman Limp Bizkit Hiscus.
All right, I'm catching up.